Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's Terry Stafford bringing us back. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch videos, you can take the poll question, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Everything but breakfast, it'll you can find there. And so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Petty, the co-author of Worth Every Penny, outstanding book. And Sarah, we're talking about education. One of the things that I want you to help us with is something that I've decided that this year is going to be my soapbox. This is going to be the thing that people are going to roll their eyes the most at me about this year. And that is getting small business owners to realize that managing their business is not the same thing as being the CEO of their business. Managing your business will advocate for itself. You walk in the door, unlock the door to your business, turn the lights on. Their management things are lined up down the hall saying, okay, take me. But the executive stuff, the visioning, the strategy, those things won't advocate for themselves. They have to advocate. You have to be their advocate, and part of that is what we were talking about in the last segment, which is getting smarter, getting educated, becoming a little more sophisticated as an executive. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And if you get too far down in the weeds, your brain doesn't have the space to be the visionary and right. to think about, okay, the trends are changing and how can I stay on the front edge and what am I going to do this year that's cooler than last year and how can I, you know, continue my growth and keep my team thrilled and all the things you have to be doing. If you're down there in the weeds in the day-to-day, which you still have to keep a foot in there, but if you're out there doing every single thing, then it gets really hard for you to have the mental space to be looking big picture.
So what you've got to do is be intentional about giving yourself the time when other things won't encroach on that. You know, as Sarah said, you're not going to ever stop managing. You won't do that. You're a small business owner. You'll have to manage, be involved in the management. But to the degree that you can, find a way to spend some time thinking about, and this comes back to what you were saying earlier, Sarah, become part of groups of other business owners, maybe within your industry, not in your industry, but anytime you're gaining this kind of perspective and knowledge from other people, that's part of the education of the executive process. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. And a course, if I can share, that I took this past year, it's a three-year program that's just been huge for me that I'd love to recommend. It's called Strategic Coach.
Yeah.
It's one, have you heard of it? It's one day a year or one day a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Chicago, Atlanta, or I'm sorry, LA, or somewhere in Canada. So it's not super convenient, but right. It teaches the entrepreneur how to manage your day so that you're not just having those buffer days, is mm-hmm. what they call them, where you're spinning your wheels and you're delegating, you're doing this and that, but you can actually focus those days where you can focus on your business. And I've loved it.
And so how many times have you gone?
I'm on my fifth. I've been over a year. Yeah. So I was
and you
all
go
last
one
year,
day a quarter?
One day a quarter.
And you fly to these cities and spend the day there. Of course, it takes 3 days total, right?
Well, luckily, I'm only 3 hours from Chicago, so I can scoot up the night before and back the next night. But some people fly in and, you know, they all get together the night before so you can meet others not in your industry who are working on their business. So mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of being with people in your industry and people outside your industry. I find inspiration from both places.
Right, exactly. What are some other things that we can do to educate the CEO?
Well, social media. People get down on social media and they think I have to go on Facebook and talk about what I had for breakfast. But it's not true. Look into social media like Twitter. Follow people who are doing cool things. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, who's not in most people's industry. See what he's doing. Seth Godin, I read his blog daily. Find the people that you can follow who can give you that nugget that you need every day and different ways to think. And if you're not getting anything from that person, unsubscribe from them. But I think social media is a great way to not only follow, but engage, comment,
but,
see
but,
where
but
they're
but
going.
But there's a trick to using social media as an executive in a productive way and not getting sucked into the whirlwind, into the vortex, right?
Yeah, I use
I mean, you have to be careful. You have to be careful because you got to know how to plug in and unplug too, right?
Yeah, and I think most people are good at that. We don't like to get emails that we don't want. So I'm more than willing to sign up for things, and as soon as I find it not to be valuable, it's gone.
Right.
And that's what I love about Twitter. You just unsubscribe, or Facebook, you know, unfollow. So I have a very small number of people who I actually, you know, who get through my filter that I find beneficial. And an hour a day max.
Is that what you do? Do you spend an hour a day doing this?
Well, I don't sit necessarily for an hour at a time, but I would say 30 to 45 minutes, an hour max. Somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour. On both ways, feeding
you,
out to my community.
Do you take a lunch hour?
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Never.
That's where you can, if you, folks, if you're out of time, if you can't seem to find the time, bring a sandwich to work. And, of course, you may already be doing that. But I found that when I quit leaving the building for lunch, even though sometimes I feel like I need to, when I find that I quit leaving the building and I stay here at lunch, I've gained a lot of productivity.
Something to think about.
Give us your website, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com. Check it out. Worth Every Penny is the book. Sarah, come back again real soon.
Thanks for having me. I sure will.
Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.